looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Needham Bank, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Jordan's Furniture, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXT-TV, and Mohegan Sun. Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall, can only watch. A grand slam! Jackie Bradley Jr., a knockout punch here in the eighth. 8-2, Boston.
Two wins from the World Series now, Red Sox fans. That's what you need. Two more wins. You are in the World Series, trying to win another title here. Be the fourth one of this millennium. Is that unbelievable? Did you ever believe we'd be saying that in our lifetime? 617-779-0985 is your number here on the Baseball Reporters. I'll ask our producer, Jimmy Stewart, if we could open up the phones right away. I do want to relive that win last night. It was a good one, in all seriousness. That was a good win. I'll explain why in a moment, but we do have breaking news with the Red Sox within the last 30 minutes or so. We'll have more on it here in a moment. Let me just remind you quickly that the Baseball Reporters Playoff Edition is presented by Budweiser. Boston, this Bud's for you. Jim Murray told us a little while ago about the news concerning the Red Sox, and there's been a further development. So, Murray, fill us in.
Yeah, again, ESPN's Buster Olney, right around 5:30, tweeting, Chris Sale will not pitch Game 5, Game 6 at the earliest. He still feels weak from the issue that put him in the hospital. Now, there's now conflicting ways it's being reported in regard to Game 6. Ian Brown, MLB Network, said he would start Game 6. Now, Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic said it's possible he starts Game 6. All we know is he's not starting Game 5.
Okay, so how do you feel about that, Murray, just quickly? Are you more concerned than ever?
I mean, I have been. You know, the fact that he was admitted to the hospital, I feel like there's something terrible going on with the guy. He certainly didn't look right in his start in Game 1 of the ALCS, so concerned, but I can't say I'm surprised.
Okay, so look, here's what I want to do. I want to lay out the scenarios for you with Chris Sale. I think we all agree that there is something wrong with Sale. Okay? Chris Sale is not right. He's not right. We all know he's not right. Now, it's possible that this latest issue with Sale, which they are calling a stomach issue, relating to an illness that he got in Game 1 the other night, or following Game 1 the other night, it's possible they're telling the truth, that Sale is in a weakened state, that he went out to throw a side session today, and that he just didn't have it, and they're going to bump him back a day because now they are guaranteed of coming back to Fenway Park. Okay, it is possible. And I do think that the Red Sox went into this thing from the very beginning saying it's going to be a long series. This is going to go 6 or more likely 7. Okay, so we want to be as strong as possible at the end of it. Okay, that's one scenario. Another scenario is that Sale doesn't pitch again, period. That it's over. After what we saw in Game 1, Sale did not look right in that game. He had nothing on the ball, relatively speaking. His slider sucked. He didn't throw it down and in. I mean, there's a million things to look at in that game and wonder about the health of Chris Sale. So that's another scenario. A third scenario, and I'm not even covering them all, but a third one is that the Red Sox won the game last night, and they said, we could push Sale to pitch Game 5, but we're going to go back to Boston now anyway. So you know what? We're going to give him the extra blow, and we're going to let him pitch Game 6. We're going to go throw Price in Game 5, and then we'll take our chances with Evaldi in Game 7 because we love the way Evaldi's throwing the ball right now. That is another possibility. So to me, no matter how you slice it, the bottom line is this. We asked this question in the Felger and Mass show a little while ago, and the way Mike put it was, can the Red Sox win without Chris Sale? And I am more inclined to say yes now than I was a couple of days ago or a couple of weeks ago. I would look at it and say, well, there have been a lot of things that have changed. The bullpen's better. Evaldi's pitching like an ace. All those things. So I'd be more inclined to say their chances are better.
Or as you summed it up, they have been.
Well, so, and that's the other thing. They've really been winning without him anyway, Murray, because he's not the same guy.
Yeah, because heading into it, I figured no chance, right? Because this thing's been an ongoing issue in regard to his shoulder, and now we have the stomach thing. But with the shoulder thing, going into the postseason, I was like, if he's down, no shot. Now? Yeah, they can.
So what we know at the look, Alex Cora, I think, is meeting with the media right now as we speak. He's doing his standard pregame press conference, which started a few minutes ago. Jimmy Stewart, is that right? Did that literally just start with Alex Cora in Houston?
Yeah.
So that, I'm sure that's how all this stuff's trickling out.
Okay, so Cora is being asked about Sale. Details are coming out. We'll have sound for you here before the end of the hour. Okay, in the interim, 617-779-0985. That's the news. We get that out of the way. And if you want to talk about Sale, by all means, we can. With regard to the victory last night and with regard to the Reds, where the Red Sox stand in this series, I am a bit conflicted, and not for the reasons you think. That last night, that was a big boy win. I have said all year long that I will believe in the Red Sox when they show to me that they can win against the iron of the league in big moments and in big games in opposing stadiums. I said that over and over and over again. Who's going to pitch the eighth inning when you get to New York? Who's going to pitch the seventh when you get to Houston? How are they going to handle those situations? And last night, flying colors. Flying. 8-2 was your final score, and the game wasn't that close, the game was closer than that, but that is a check mark in the Red Sox favor. Because the seventh inning, Ryan Brazier came in and got Alex Bregman with first base open and two outs to keep the game tied. Then the Red Sox went ahead, or was it 3-2 at that time, Murray? No, it was
3-2.
Okay, right. Now my wires are getting crossed.
A lot of games, a lot of late nights. No shame in that.
So, look, they're 3-2 going into the eighth when they erupt and get the five runs to blow the game open. Okay, so to me, though, what really sticks out in the last 2 years, the Houston Astros at home in the postseason, 10-1. 10-1. 7-0 against teams from the American League until the 2018 Red Sox got to town. And the New York Yankees, 7-0 at home over the last two postseasons until the 2018 Red Sox showed up. And the simpler way to say all this is against anyone other than this year's Red Sox. Houston and New York were a combined 17-1 at home the last two postseasons and 14-0 against the American League. Nobody had gone in there from the American League until the 2018 Red Sox and won a game in New York or Houston, let alone both. And the Red Sox now are 3-0. Those of you who believe in Jackie Bradley, and I haven't all year long, and honestly, still don't. But those of you who have believed in Jackie Bradley, he's starting to reward you. Bases loaded double in game two to win that game. Grand slam last night to blow open this one. So, the Red Sox are getting contributions at the bottom of the lineup. They are assured of playing one more game here at Fenway Park. Ryan Brazier and Matt Barnes all of a sudden are giving them reliable performances out of the bullpen. And Nathan Eovaldi overnight has turned into John Smoltz. If you're feeling good about your team, you should be. Okay, you should be. The part that I have mixed feelings about is this part. Don't think for a second that this is over yet. Because it's not. That Houston team is excellent. I like the matchups for the Astros tonight against Rick Porcello. Now, the good news is the Red Sox have also had some success against Charlie Morton. We'll give you all those numbers later on. But Porcello has an ERA over 6 against the Astros the last 2 years. All it takes is one beating to put this thing at 2-2, and then you're worried about game 5, especially now that Chris Sale is not going to be pitching in it. So that's where we begin. 617-779-0985. We'll kick off your calls and comments tonight with Mike, who's in a car. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Maz. I've been surprised. The hitting has gotten better. And with Jackie Bradley now hitting, this is going to be fun to watch the rest of this. But like you said, Houston is really, really good. And I don't think this is going to be, okay, we're going to get the next two and that'll be that. It just, Houston's way too good for that, but it's fun to watch them hit.
So listen, Mike, again, to me, the big thing is that they are responding on a big stage in a hostile environment, a tough environment against a good team. That, to me, that's what right. The biggest thing is. But when you say they're starting to hit, what do you think they're hitting in the postseason? Let me rephrase. What do you think they're hitting in the series?
I think it's below Is it still below 200 or right around 200?
Okay, it's 212. And when you say Bradley is starting to hit, what's Bradley's average?
Yeah. He's going to be, with those hits last night, maybe 250.
Okay, Bradley's 2 for 10 in the series. His only two hits are the three-run double in the Grand Slam. He's hitting 200. So now, look, at the end of the day, the average doesn't mean anything. And listen, he came up in a big spot and he delivered. Okay, end of story. Fact. At the same time, Osuna, the closer for the Astros, Roberto Osuna, dribbler for a hit in the infield, then one through the hole. He hit two guys and gave up a grand slam to Jackie Bradley. So Osuna was his own worst enemy last night, if you ask me. Had a chance to get out of the inning. Two left-handed batters. Cora sent up against him. He hit them both to force in a run to make it 4-2, and then Bradley hit one into the seats. Now, again, Cora, hot. Holy crap, is Cora hot. And listen, I like Cora. He's done a hell of a job. No manager on the planet is this good. Boy, does he have a horseshoe wedged between his cushions right now. Wow, is Alex Cora hot and a little lucky, too. So I want to get to what I thought was the biggest out of the game last night, and it may have resulted from a bad decision.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's the thing I find most amazing. Baseball gets caught up.
You don't quit on your team.
When you want to win, play through anything.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got options. We got options for tomorrow. We got Joe, we got Eduardo, we got David. So, like I said, this game will dictate what we do tomorrow. I'm learning very, very quick that in the playoffs, you live today, you figure out, you know, today, win or lose, and then tomorrow you have plenty of time to think about it. We have options. That's a good thing. Eduardo can go multiple innings. Joe can do that, and obviously David can give us a start, you know, if needed.
So that's Alex Cora just a short time ago at Minute Maid Park, where he met with the media, did his standard pregame press conference. And for those of you who are just joining, Chris Sale ruled out for Game 5. Chris Sale will not pitch Game 5 of the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. Sale is currently bumped to Game 6, but even that is not etched in stone. There is the possibility that Chris Sale does not pitch again. Okay, now when I say that, I'm not trying to give you the you know, preach doom and gloom. I just think you should use your head, weigh it all out. Chris Sale didn't look good in the last outing. Now he's had some stomach illness on top of it, allegedly. That's what they're telling us anyway. I think he went out to throw a side session today. We'll see if we can get more information on that. He was supposed to. And my guess is it didn't go well. It didn't respond well. And so the Red Sox have bumped him out of Game 5. He will not pitch tomorrow. Okay, he will not pitch tomorrow in Game 5. The Red Sox have not announced a starter for that game because David Price is available if needed in the bullpen tonight. And you heard Cora say right there, we have Joe, we have Eduardo, we have David, obviously. All of those. Now, Price could just start the game, in which case you have a relatively standard operation. Joe is Joe Kelly. And the fact that Cora would mention Joe Kelly there tells me how little they think of Eduardo Nunez or Eduardo Rodriguez. So, but he mentioned Eduardo Rodriguez too. I'd be shocked if it's Eduardo Rodriguez, who has pitched in nothing more than mop-up duty in his last two appearances. I can't imagine you send him out for the first inning of the Astros. Could be a combination bullpen game, whatever it is. But at the moment, Red Sox are up 2-1. They will be back here for Game 6 on, that's Saturday, right? Good God, I can't even keep track of the days anymore, yep. Murray. So they'll be back here for Game 6 on Saturday at a minimum. And you know, as this is playoff baseball versus regular season baseball. You're now living day-to-day with your pitching staff. You know you're playing three more, but you don't know who's pitching tomorrow. Let's go to your calls, and John, who's in a car. John, what do you got?
Yeah, Maz, you were saying that you know, the series is guaranteed to come back here. That's not true. I mean, they win tonight, they win tomorrow, it's over.
Okay, so the way I should say it is they're guaranteed of playing one more home game, John. Okay, that's the way. The Fenway Park is not shut down for the winner. So It's true. They could wrap up this series in the next two nights. That is true. Either way, they're coming home again. Mark is in South Boston. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jim. How are you? Before I get to my point about the Astros' new lineup, which I think Hinch did a great job, Evaldi is going to make himself his contract next year is going to be huge, whoever ends with. But I can't believe Hinch didn't move Bregman up last game. I mean, Gurriel, they have Gurriel's number. I mean, Dusty Baker should have put Barry Bonds batting first for years. You can't keep walking the same guy. I mean, tonight, it's going to be crazy. In my opinion, how do you feel about that?
Okay, so Mark, look, honestly, I haven't even seen the Houston lineup yet. I just asked Murray and Jimmy Stewart to find it. I'm guessing he moved Bregman up to the two hole. Is that what he did? And he moved Altuve out of there?
I find it a little.
So we'll try to update you on that. The bottom line is this. Don't delude yourself into thinking that the Red Sox all of a sudden are hitting the Astros. I think what happened in that game to me is that the Astros put some men on base needlessly, and then the Red Sox hit a home run. It's not as if they hit five hits in the inning. So, now look, if I'm Houston, you can tweak your lineup. To me, it's going to come down more to the guy on the mound and what kind of stuff he has. I like the matchup for the Astros tonight. I think Rick Porcello is the kind of guy they will hit for two reasons. One, even if Porcello does go up in the zone, he's doing it at 94 miles an hour. He's not doing it at 99 like Evaldi. Okay, secondly, Porcello's bread and butter pitch is his two-seamer, his sinker. That ball tails into right-handed batters. The Red Sox have been trying to stay away from the Astros throughout this series. It just feels like Porcello's not fully equipped to do that. Now, look, if he pitches differently, and he did this against the Yankees, great, he may get away with it. I also think that the Yankees aren't as skilled as the Astros are offensively. The Yankees have power. They have guys who can hit the ball a mile. But when you talk about hitting skill, hitting for average, Houston's better.
Yeah, so the top of this is all right-handed. It's Bregman, Springer, Altuve, Marwin Gonzalez.
In that order?
Yeah.
Oh, so Bregman's hitting leadoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bregman, Springer, Altuve, Gonzalez, Gurriel, Josh Reddick, Correa, Maldonado, Kemp, and then obviously Morton. No, Morton doesn't hit. He's pitching.
Okay, so maybe this is Hinch's way of combating the Red Sox constantly pitching around Bregman. You want to walk him to start the game? Go ahead. Walk him to start the game. We'll have a man on, and we'll start hammering away at you that way. So interesting move by A.J. Hinch. Anthony is in Cambridge. Wants to talk about Chris Sale. Go ahead, Anthony.
Jim, Ohio, Mass. Love you, babe. I want to refresh your memory about Clay Buchholz. He was admitted into the hospital for overusing a steroid called Toradol that ruined his stomach lining.
Not a steroid, painkiller, but go ahead.
Painkiller. I wanted to see if you thought if it was a coincidence that Chris Sale might be doing the same thing.
Okay, so Anthony, again, Felger brought that up yesterday. I think it was on the afternoon show. The Red Sox deny that it is related to his shoulder or any medication in any way. Now, I don't know how we would prove that, and I don't know that they would tell us that, but I would also say everything's in play. So someone like me is going to sit here and say, I don't believe the Red Sox, and it sounds like I'm calling them a liar. But when you're in the postseason, you will manipulate the truth. And honestly, I don't blame them. So we're not going to get the full story. Something's wrong with Chris Sale's shoulder. He hasn't been right for a while now. And what concerns me about Sale is that when he came back in the regular season and then pitched in Baltimore, do you remember what they told us? They said he didn't bounce back after that. So when he went to throw between starts, he couldn't do it. And so what happened now? He pitched in the division series against the Yankees, then he pitched in the bullpen, and then he didn't bounce back. He didn't have his stuff for game one of the LCS. So it feels to me like the same issue is going on with Chris Sale that was going on during the regular season. We just don't know the severity of it. Jesse's in Montreal. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Matt. I think we're in an interesting situation right now where Eovaldi and Porcello are basically our number one and two starters. You know, if this somehow gets to a game seven, I'd rather see Eovaldi than Price go there. I think the Red Sox say they have faith in Price, but really it's like they're just flipping a coin and hoping he does well. If they somehow get to the next round, I'd like to see, if Sale is healthy, I'd like to see Sale, Eovaldi, and Porcello as the top three starters. I don't think at this point of the year there's no reason to risk anything. What do you think?
So, Jesse, look, I don't think David Price is getting the ball in Game 7. I think that's already determined that it's going to be Nathan Eovaldi. I don't think there's any question about that. The Red Sox have set up this rotation like Eovaldi's their ace. And I would say, again, forget about what everybody says. Judge them on what they do. Don't judge them by what they say. Judge them by what they do. When Cora set up his rotation, he set up Eovaldi for Game 3. Eovaldi pitched Game 3 and pitched well. Now he's lined up for Game 7. If they need him before in relief, they'll pitch him in relief if they can wipe out the Astros before them, if they can win the series at all. But I would also tell you, just look at the whole sample of the postseason now. We have 7 games to pick from. 4 with the Yankees and 3 now with the Astros. The only starter who has made it beyond the 6th inning is Eovaldi. No one else has gone that far. Eovaldi went 6 full last night. He went 7 against the Yankees. Price hasn't done that. Sale hasn't done that. Porcello hasn't done that. So it feels to me like Alex Cora really regards Nathan Eovaldi as his ace right now. And I think that's how we should look at it. He's going with the power guy, the hot guy, because Sale's in a diminished state. Price has a history of poor pitching in October. Porcello's got some, versatility for them that's coming into play out of the bullpen, so maybe that's part of the reason they're not leaning him on as much. But I agree that generally, Eovaldi and Porcello right now are your two best starting pitchers. I also want to lay out a scenario, I think, for Game 5 and Game 6. Depending on what happens here in the next 24 hours, we'll touch on that as well as continue to take your phone calls. And again, I want to get to what I think was the biggest out of the game last night, and the Red Sox may have lucked into it. We'll do that in the segment after Jim Murray gets you caught up on headlines.
The Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub. From the field.
You're the one who threw the pitch.
To the clubhouse.
They're a reliever short.
To the corner office.
That sends all the wrong messages.
We have the Sox covered.
Because that's the way I look at it.
The Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chris Hale, he's not starting tomorrow. We talk about it today. He still feels weak. Like I said earlier, he lost some weight. I know that's hard to believe, but yeah, he did. He didn't throw a bullpen today. He's feeling better compared to yesterday, but physically he's not there yet. So I think, you know, if necessary, you know, he'll pitch Game 6. He feels that he'll be ready for that one, and we'll go from there.
So again, if you're just joining us, Chris Sale bumped from tomorrow's start against the Houston Astros in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. Chris Sale will not pitch in Game 5. The Red Sox have effectively scratched him from that game. They're leaning towards Game 6. I would tell you, approach that cautiously because I'm not sure there's any guarantee Sale pitches that game.
Just a quick update on this, and after hearing that audio too, it is kind of jarring to hear Alex Cora say he's lost weight, and how is that even possible because he's built like a popsicle stick. So to hear all that, it makes it sound like he might be bedridden. He's not. He's currently playing catch in left field at Minute Maid Park, so he's up on his feet.
Okay, so the other thing that worries me about it though, Murray, is that he didn't have a side session. They said last night that Sale would probably throw in the bullpen today.
Well, right. Or yeah.
So they scratched him from that.
Well, last night he was supposed to have it.
Last night during the game, remember yeah. Alex Cora said?
So it started that way. Then they said afterward, no, he'll do it tomorrow. And then now they're saying he won't do it at all. Right?
Right.
So, and maybe I'm getting my days mixed up because when did he show up there?
Yesterday.
He showed up yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Showed up yesterday, and he said he was going to do a bullpen. If you saw him in the bullpen during the game, it doesn't mean he was going to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they skipped that, and he didn't throw today either, right? So, like, I look at the whole thing and say, it's his shoulder. His arm's not bouncing back. And after he made the relief appearance against the Yankees, they started him a few days later, and he didn't bounce back. So you look at it and say, wow, one inning? 15 pitches or whatever it was against the Yankees. But again, factor in all the warm-up time, everything else. Building him up to the point in warm-up where they were able to get him into the game. He gets into the game, he gets out of the inning, and 3 days later, he can't amp it up again. So, because he didn't have it against the Astros in Game 1. We can all agree on that. The other thing I want to touch on, I keep saying this, and with the Sale news, we've had to put it off. The biggest out of the game last night came in the 7th inning. The Astros got a man on second base with 2 outs and Bregman at the plate. And the Red Sox have treated Alex Bregman like he's David Ortiz in his prime. They've stayed away from him like You remember how the teams used to pitch around Barry Bonds when he was on steroids? The team, you know, he walked one year like 240 times or something stupid like that. That's how the Red Sox are pitching Bregman. So Bregman gets up in the count 2-0 with first base open, and then 3-1 with first base open. And Cora let Brazier pitch to him, and Brazier got him out. Now, look, it worked, but this is where I say maybe the Red Sox got lucky. That felt like the wrong decision. Okay? Felt like the wrong decision. I still feel it's a wrong decision, but it worked. And so this speaks to sort of the role that Cora's on, but Cora was asked about this last night after the game, and here was his answer.
After the pass ball put Altuve in scoring position in the seventh, do you consider it all, you got out of it by getting Bregman, but do you consider it all not pitching to him and taking your chance with Gurriel?
No. We still have to pitch the way we have to do. You know, there's going to be certain situations that we're going to walk people, but I'm a big believer that when you walk somebody, it's more traffic. And Yuli Gurriel, he's a good hitter too. I think he hit like 500 almost with men in scoring position this season. So there's a reason he's sitting behind Alex. I respect Yuli too. So we made a pitch, we got him out, and we move on.
Okay, so now look, Yuli Gurriel hit 400, I think, with runners in scoring position. He was one of the best hitters in baseball. But still, I don't care. With the way, so the thing that I find sort of paradoxical about that statement is that the Red Sox had pitched Bregman with nobody on base and walked him. Then they get a guy on second and first base open and they pitch to him. So I also think that this whole notion that they are willing to put men on base, I don't think a lot of that was by design in the early part of the series. And look at Eovaldi last night. What did the Red Sox walk? Three guys in that game? Eovaldi wasn't walking people. He was executing. So I think what Cora is telling you is there are certain guys we're going to let pitch to him and go after him. Other guys who don't have the stuff, we're not going to do it. So David Price, he'll pitch around Bregman. Eovaldi and Brazier, who were thrown in the high 90s, they're going to attack. Maybe that's what he's telling us. Maybe it really comes down to the guys with velocity. Michelle is in Canton, man, has an interesting question too. Michelle, what do you got?
Hi, Mari. You're the best. Quick question. Can Barnes and Brazier now be taken off the wheel of gutless bums?
Michelle, that is an excellent question. Murray, you're going to take Brazier and Barnes off the wheel of gutless bums.
Yeah, for now, you can remove those names from the wheel. You know, they're the ones that you can actually trust right now.
Yeah, Murray, but I
it won't take much to put them right back on, though.
No, Murray, don't do it. It's too early. Too early. Now, look, I have confidence in Brazier right now more so than Barnes. Barnes, too. But I still feel like Barnes teeters a little. You know, he gets on the mound and I see 2-0 and I go, uh-oh. Whereas Brazier, I'm confident, can throw strikes consistently. Rob's in Framingham on Eduardo Rodriguez. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, thanks for taking my call. So in regards to with the whole situation with Sale, say he is injured and he can't play and for the rest of the series or whatever, why isn't Eduardo Rodriguez even considered as a replacement for him?
Rob, why don't you think? You there?
Yes.
Why don't you think he's being considered?
Well, because his name is not. At first, I thought he wasn't on the playoff roster. So when I saw him warming up last, I realized that he was. But he in all these, even if he's before Sale incident, when all the
no, Rob, let me stop
four innings
you.
Or 5 innings.
No, I'm not telling you that. Look, Cora said tonight he mentioned Eduardo Rodriguez's name. I personally don't think Rodriguez should pitch in that game. But if the Red Sox pass over him, why do you think they did that?
I don't know. I mean, he's not in the top four. But if they're so worried about a Sale injury, and forget that, you have everyone petrified of Price pitching. Don't you think you have a better opportunity, a better chance with Rodriguez pitching and have Price come out of the bullpen where he was so effective last year?
Yeah, so Rob, listen, I think Murray would agree with you. I think Murray would say, I'd rather have Eduardo Rodriguez pitch than David Price. You still feel that way, Murray?
I do, as a starter. Yeah, I do. And I know how bad he's been or untrustworthy he's been in the postseason. It feels like he's been demoted by Alex Cora, and rightfully so. But I'm sorry. Price, to me, is an automatic L as a starter.
So I think Rob felt like I was putting him on the spot, and I wasn't. I was trying to ask him an honest question. I got to work on my tone, Murray. Apparently, because I felt like he got, you know.
You
I
do sound like a teacher sometimes.
I felt like I flustered him, and I didn't mean it that way. And I'm sorry if I sound like a teacher. That's bad. I got to work on that. I'm not kidding. But the reason I asked him the question the way, I just don't think they trust him. I don't think they trust Rodriguez. And so, again, don't go by what they say. Go by what they do. And I think that in this series, really in his last two outings, Eduardo Rodriguez has pitched in mop-up roles. They don't want him near any situation of consequence. Whereas Price, you know, they're still willing to start Price in a game. Brazier, Barnes, you can see which guys they put in there when the game's on the line. And I don't think that, I just think they don't trust Rodriguez. And honestly, I don't blame him. And remember, Cora was pissed when Rodriguez didn't get off the mound to cover first base in the Yankee series and then talked about being accountable. Right? So I think he lost a lot of standing with Cora with that move in the Yankee series. Frank's in Marshfield. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Tony. Like Osuna last night, tonight's pitcher, they said on the broadcast last night, those guys whistled through the Indians so effortlessly that those guys haven't pitched in 10 days or more. I think that's going to have an effect. I think Porcello's up to the task, and this guy might be a little bit too rested.
So, yeah, Frank, listen, again, I don't rule that out. Morton didn't pitch a ton at the end of the regular season. You know, he's a bit of a wild card tonight. When he's on, he's good. And I think that there will be if he's on, you're going to have your hands full. They have the guy with the better stuff if Morton is on. At the same time, and we're going to do this in the next segment, wait till I give you the matchup numbers in this game. I think you'll find both of them, really, both sets, pretty interesting. Dan is in Wakefield. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to touch base on a couple quick things. You mentioned earlier in the show that the series is guaranteed to go back to Fenway. However, the way the ALCS is set up, it's 2-3-2. So theoretically, if the Sox take care of business tonight and tomorrow, that series could end tomorrow in Houston.
Okay, so Dan, you're the second one that has corrected me for this. And so let me rephrase. The Red Sox are guaranteed of playing another game at Fenway Park. Okay, the Red Sox, they're coming back to Boston one way or another. It will either be for Game 6 of the LCS or Game 1 of the World Series. Sam is in Haverhill on Game 5. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Maz. I was just wondering how you rank the available pitchers for Game 5 in terms of your confidence in them. To me, it feels like it's going to be a loss no matter who we put in there. And then I also wanted to ask you, do you think that a win or a loss tonight, regardless of whether Price pitches from the bullpen, is going to affect the performance of the pitcher in Game 5?
Okay, so Sam, before I let you go, who would, given that Sale is not pitching Game 5, what would you do? Who would you start?
I feel like, oh man, I feel like all of them are going to be a loss. I lean towards Price just because I feel like it's the least pressure situation that he could be in, and I'd rather take my chances with him than with the other guys.
Okay, and you know what? I lean like you lean. I lean toward Price. So, but again, I'm a traditional thinker this way. I don't think in terms of bullpen games. There's the possibility that they will go Joe Kelly and piece it together. And the right answer, honestly, is it depends on what happens tonight. So if the Red Sox get into a situation where they need David Price in relief tonight, then Joe Kelly's going to start. Or because I can't see any way that it's Eduardo Rodriguez. I can't see any way that it is. And if the Red Sox get up 3-1 and feel like they can throw the game away and start Eddie Rodriguez, I think that's a mistake. I think in the playoffs, you don't ever want to get to the point where you start saying, we can throw that one away and line up our pitching for the last two. I think that is a mistake. It's cocky. It's arrogant. And it really doesn't give enough respect to the way that things can sort of deteriorate very, 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 very quickly.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Mazz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.